Welcome to our show.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC. WJFK's Don and Mike Show. Shall we begin?
Just doesn't feel like we're on TV.
No, it takes a lot of courage to get up here and do something that you know people will make fun of.
No, I'm very, very shy.
Well, what would you do with a brain if you had one?
Wheels are spinning in my mind.
Yep, I guess I'm just a take charge kind of guy. A man of vision and of scopes, know what I mean?
What the stink are they doing in there?
We try desperately to educate and inform on this program.
Get to know Charlie.
Good Friday. Hey, is it just me or is everybody else out there feeling kind of high? Day afternoon to you, everybody. Good golly, Miss Molly. Are you ready for the weekend, my friend? Don't fret it, because Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara are going to set it up just right. Before your 48 hours of nonstop fun begins, get ready to laugh with the guys from WJFK's afternoon show. That's right, it's Donnie with Mikey Blades coming at you right about now. We'll see ya.
Boy, y'all have really tore me apart today.
We're not trying to tear you apart.
Satan has had his way today.
That's nice.
His friends say Elvis did anything to get more drugs, resorting even to self-mutilation.
He's got his foot on the examining stool, and there's a hole as big as a quarter. He was digging in his foot, and he looked at me and he says, "I ought to get some good stuff with this."
That's nice.
And as I understand it from Mr. Furman, excuse me.
Don't press it.
You know something? Not only that, but...
Touche.
And you know, about all you need to really rock and roll is that good dancing partner. Maybe a cowbell to ring and a phone book to beat on.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, how's that function?
I got three favorite cards that get most of my job done.
Conjunction, junction, what's their function?
I got and, but, and, or, they'll get you pretty far. Like this and that, but that's sort of the opposite. Not this, but that. And then there's or, O-R, when you have a choice like this or that. And but and or get you pretty far.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two boxcars, making them run right. Milk and honey, bread and butter, peas and rice.
Hey, that's nice.
Dirty but happy, digging and scratching, losing your shoe and a button or two. He's poor but honest, sad but true. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two cards to one when you say something like this. Choice, either now or later, or no choice. Neither now nor ever.
Hey, that's clever.
Eat this or that, to grow thin or fat. Never mind, I wouldn't do that, I'm fat enough now.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up phrases and clauses that balance like out of the frying pan and into the fire. He cut loose the sandbags, but the balloon wouldn't go any higher. Let's go up to the mountains or down to the seas. You should always say thank you or at least say please.
Your function.
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses in complex sentences like, in the mornings when I'm usually wide awake, I love to take a walk through the gardens and down by the lake, where I often see a duck and a drake. And I wonder as I walk by just what they'd say if they could speak. Although I know that's an absurd thought.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking hooking up cars and making them function.
Conjunction, junction, how's that function?
I like tying up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, watch that function.
I'm gonna get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
I'm going to get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
I'm going to get you there.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
Outrageous.
We just went to your funeral and it really cheered us up.
Ken Stevens is a jackass.
I just noticed something that in one of your interviews with John Candy, I believe, it looked like an older interview, you had less hair than you have today. How do you explain that?
I don't wear a wig, sir.
Paint your bald spot?
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. My hair grows.
Do you paint your bald spot?
I don't have a bald spot.
How come you had less hair on the tape?
Maybe my hair grew. Maybe I had a bad haircut that day. By the way, something. What do you care?
Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
Backstage, the Baron was trying to keep Miss Siberia from defecting.
Tell me, why do you want to leave your country?
Because I'm not very happy there.
You won't be very happy here either, you know.
Why not?
The capitalists sell if only for money and pleasure and good times and fun.
Well, why do you live here?
I like it.
But you know the funniest thing about Europe is?
What?
It's the little differences. I mean, they got the same shit over there that they got here, but it's just there. It's a little different.
Example.
All right, well, you can walk into a movie theater in Amsterdam and buy a beer. And I don't mean just like an old paper cup. I'm talking about a glass of beer. And in Paris, you can buy a beer in McDonald's. And you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
Oh, man, they got the metric system. They wouldn't know what the f*** a quarter pounder is.
Then what do they call it?
They call it Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right.
What do they call a Big Mac?
Well, Big Mac's a Big Mac, but they call it Le Big Mac.
Le Big Mac. What do they call a Whopper?
I don't know. I didn't go on a Burger King. You know what they put on French fries in Holland instead of ketchup?
What?
Mayonnaise. I seen them do it, man. They f***ing drown them in this shit.
Jeffy, I'm company.
Get out of here, Curtis. I don't hear you unless you knock.
You remember that I told you that only girls become mothers? That is because only girls produce the eggs. And a girl begins to produce one egg at a time when she's about 12 or 13 years of age. And this happens once every month until she's almost 50 years old. When one of these eggs meets a sperm from a father, it may start growing into a baby. This happens when the tiny sperm swims into that tiny egg and the miracle of life begins. We call this the fertilized egg. Now this fertilized egg suddenly begins to grow. First, it divides into two parts. Then each of these two parts divides again. And all the new parts go on dividing and dividing, although they're still attached to each other. One part begins to become a head. Another part begins to become a stomach. And other parts become heart, lungs, legs. And for the first few weeks, this little growing ball of life doesn't really look like anything much at all. Except that at the end of the first month, you're already 10,000 times larger than the first egg was. You have begun to be a living creature, and you need to have food, air, and water. How are you going to eat and breathe inside your mother's body? Well, now, here's a very queer thing. The baby, before it is born, does not eat with its mouth or breathe with its nose the way we do after we're out of our mother's uterus. The unborn baby gets food and air from mother's blood through a tube that is attached to the inside of the mother and to the navel of the baby.
Let me see if I got this straight. When you're married, you treat men like vegetables. And when you're divorced, you treat vegetables like men.
Hi, it's WJFK, sir. My progressive show rocks this Sunday night, 7 to 10 p.m., with the latest from Johnny Winter and Susie and the Banshees, plus Frank Zappa, Tom Waits, Elvis Costello, Todd Rundgren, Little Steven, and lots, lots more. If you love hearing different stuff on the radio, The Progressive Show is for you every Sunday night, 7 to 10 p.m. on 106.7 WJFK.
Seth's Progressive Show. It's so hip, you need a reservation just to listen.
Happy Sunday night. You got the Progressive Show on 106.7 WJFK. Surf with you till 10 o'clock tonight. And we've got a lot of great rockage for you this evening, taking you up till 10 o'clock when we have power cuts. We've got some Midnight Oil, Concrete Blonde, Todd Rundgren, some Tom Waits, Billy Idol, Chris Isaac, and some brand new Johnny Winter, too. So we'll be doing a little blues in just a little bit, too. So hang out. Some Frank Zappa coming up, the Hindu Love Gods, and some Dave Edmonds, too. So it's going to be a good show for you tonight. Good to have you with us on Surf's Progressive Show on Washington's best rock and roll, 106.7 WJFK. Surf with you. It's a progressive show tonight as we continue with the nonstop rock and roll. Speaking of Annie Lennox, here's a track that she redid for the soundtrack to the film Lily Was Here on the Progressive Show on 106.7 WJFK. So baby.
Hi, this is Todd Rundgren, and you found Washington's best rock and roll. 106.7 WJFK.
This guy, if you've never seen him live, you can't imagine what a great show he puts on. He doesn't tour too much now. He won a several million dollar lawsuit against somebody who had copped his style a couple of years back, so he's been laying low. Done a couple of motion pictures, and he wrote this song for Rod Stewart, but here's the original version of it. This is called Downtown Train. This is from Tom Waits as we continue Surf's Progressive Show on 106.7 WJFK.
It's Surf's Progressive Show on 106.7 WJFK.
Surf's Progressive Show on 106.7 WJFK. Probably my favorite Hendrix album, the Axis Bold as Love album from Hendrix, where he covered just a lot of musical territory, including that one, the title track to it. Little Wing is on that one, too. And just a bunch of great Hendrix things. If you're ever out buying Hendrix material on CD, listen to it on compact disc. It'll floor you. Right before that, brand new from the Candy Skins, we heard Without Love. We heard also the Railway Children, Every Beat of the Heart, Psychedelic Furs going back a few years. Furs have a new album out, too. And from the Furs, we heard Heartbreak Beat. Chris Isaac before that with Heart Full of Soul. And if you get a chance to catch him with Bonnie Raitt coming up at Merriweather, should be a fine show. Billy Idol before that with Sweet 16. And Downtown Train from Tom Waits starting us out on that long flotilla of Sunday Night Rock and Roll on the Progressive Show. Coming up as we continue, we're going to take you right up to 10 o'clock tonight. We got some great rock and roll on the way from Frank Zappa. We got some Divinyls and some Birds and Dave Edmonds. And some brand new Johnny Winter on the other side of this.
I don't like him.
Boy, he's just f***ing ponderous, man. Ponderous, f***ing ponderous.
I don't like him.
Excuse me. Could you tell me how to get to the medical school? I'm supposed to be doing a lecture in about 20 minutes, and my driver's a bit lost.
You go straight ahead, and you make a left over the bridge.
That's a lovely accent you have. New Jersey?
Austria.
Austria? Well, then... Good day, mate. Let's put another shrimp on the barbie.
Let's not.
Name ain't Clem. It's Andy. Andy Taylor. Have your driver's license?
Yeah, you can have my driver's license. You'll kindly take a look at my name. You'll discover that I'm somebody.
Well, you know I knew that the minute I laid eyes on you.
Huh?
Yes, sir. I never seen a car yet that wasn't being driven by somebody.
WPGC.
Two
in a row.
WPGC.
Two in a row.
Is that it?
Well, I don't eat very much, and with the enemies...
Your stool, Miss Lightbody, quite frankly, is pathetic. Formless, mushy, and foul-smelling. By the way, nurse...
How should they be?
My own stools, sir, are perfect. They are gigantic and have no more odor than the hot biscuit.
Don and Mike, watch their ratings go higher, because they got big face G.E. Smith fired. Now Don had to go and watch a polo chucker where he peed between two cars because he's a bad mother. Buzz, Don, Mike, tell Sherry, even though we never met, I think that she should carry my baby. So be my lady. And they got Dennis Murphy, best voice in the land. When you see him, you say, where the hell's his other hand? Oh, Tommy Gavin. Tommy Gavin. Tommy Gavin, good speller. Swell fella. He entertains us, then it's back on the short bus. Don and Mike are the hosts with the most, but they don't like that funny little man who is gross. And they hate annoying callers who hang on like a leech, like a zit up on your back that you just can't reach. And they don't like Drunk Dave or a certain old Zero, that no talent dust farting Leonard Shapiro. Now say excuse me, Sherry, for that stink it created. You and Mark Schlereth have got to be related. So tune in the big old battle show with Mike and Donnie. Like me madre used to say, they got cojones mas grande.
This is what is known in literature as the...
Ding! Ali comes out to meet Frazier. But Frazier starts to retreat. If Frazier goes back an inch farther, he'll wind up in a ringside seat. Ali swings with the left. Ali swings with the right. Look at the kid carry the fight. Frazier keeps backing, but there's not enough room. It's a matter of time. There Ali lowers the boom. Now Ali lands on the right. What a beautiful swing. But the punch lifts Frazier clean out of the ring.
Pregnant pause.
Life goes on. A man become preeminent, he's expected to have enthusiasms. 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 What are mine? What draws my admiration? What is that which gives me joy? Baseball. A man stands alone at a plate. This is the time for what? For individual achievement. There he stands alone. But in the field, what? Part of a team.
Teamwork.
Looks, throws, catches, hustles, part of one big team. Bats himself to live long day. Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, and so on. This team don't field. What is he? You follow me? No one. Sunny day, stands full of fans. What does he have to say? I'm going out there for myself. But I get nowhere unless the team wins.
Team.
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 This is an emergency, and it can affect every one of us. That's all I can tell you right now. But we're trying to get things under control. In order to do that, we have to clear this area immediately. So please go home and stay there. We'll keep in touch with you through your radio station.
What are you listening to? What are you listening to?
Rap.
Rap.
Yeah, my English teacher thinks it's a highly important form of modern poetry. It details the common man's struggle for survival in a hostile environment.
You play baseball?
Ooh, they call me Senor Charlie and a really bad bandito. I go to Taco Bell and I eat a big burrito. Rico! Yeah, I like this. Woo! Suave! Chimichanga, those sweet fried beans make me do the conga. Buenos dias, where's my lunch? Here's the salsa, thanks a bunch! Yeah, all right, rico! Suave!
rico.
So suave. It's been really fun, but I gotta leave the casa. Adios, amiga, and que pasa. Her name's Cindy Charlie, the big bandito. If I ever see her, I'll buy you a burrito. Rico. So suave. Bueno. ¿Dónde está casa de Pepe?
Let me put it this way. We've got maybe 25,000 very qualified actors that could have done the King of Comedy. We only have 5 or 8 guys that do what I do. The world needs our nonsense more than we need dramatic actors. We should take some of those wonderful dramatic actors and teach them how to take a fall.
You little prick. You little prick. What? You did it. You egged my car.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking of? My Bentley is covered with eggs.
Well, why would you think that I did that?
What are those?
Those things in the egg cartons? Yes. Those are eggs.
Yes, those are eggs, Phil.
Well, I need protein. I like eggs. What's weird about that?
You have dried egg on your shoe. Where were you this morning?
McDonald's with a friend. Hey, listen, Hank, if I had egged your car, would I be dumb enough to leave dried egg on my shoe?
There's eggshells on the table. There's eggshells on the floor. You have,
Yolk.
Yolk! On your fingers!
Okay, calm down. Listen, you're obviously very upset. Okay, I don't know. I mean, maybe it was a drug deal gone bad that led to this horrible egging. But I have to assure you, Hank, that I am 100% not guilty.
Oh. I get it. I get it. Okay, that's clever. It's very good. OJ, right? Okay, you say you didn't do it?
I didn't do it.
Fine. And I believe you didn't do it. Until you are proved guilty in a court of law.
F*** you, Hank. Of course I did it.
F*** you! F*** you! F*** you! You clean it up! I'm an authority!
I can make you all go away anytime I want to.
Now are you ready? Let's do it. Let's go back. Further back. A little right there. 3 years ago, this was flipping you. A knocked-out Niagara Nifty of the past, the Spaniard. I told you so, on this one. Niagara fell for it when we heard a time number one. The Diamonds, Little Darlin'. Grab your free copy of the Wibbage Music List at any record counter in WIBG land. You'll find this one, number 6. Ooh, they do take a toehold and cut from the heels. I mean the Diamonds. That's Little Darlin'. This is Joe Niagara and Wibbage, and have I got news for the keen teens. Don't you forget it. Saturday night, that's the night. You don't want to miss it. Saturday night, that's our night to get together in well a while. This is the spot where the steps are started. The Maternity BVM Auditorium, that's Busselton Avenue and Welch Road. I want to see your face in the place. If you're good to me, you might get to hear this one. Niagara's new release of the week.
About this time, I'm beginning to feel a great sense of release and exhilaration, and with that comes optimism for a good day ahead. I make a concerted effort to banish any destructive attitudes I might have had about the day in front of me.
Jim Stevens, you chief SOP, give Don and Mike their bonuses today. 10 years of great ratings deserve some ratings. The truth is you're just too much of a skinflint to pay. They make fun of your eye bags, your BO and skin tags, but you still love them more every day. Hey, Stevens, you tightwad, give up that green wad to the big boys at JFK.
Hey, Stevens, don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, WJFK.
See you again.
Hello. Didn't I just have lunch with you at Denny's?
It was more like a brunch, Don. You know, a little 11 a.m. deal.
H.H., howdy hi. You can relax. The sun is out and we are here.
As the ratings go up, up, up.
Oh, that's right.
Competition goes down, down, down.
Hey, all right.
Don and Mike's syndication has spread through the nation. Their show's the most
Hey, look at all these strangers around here.
Hey, I saw that dude at Denny's, too.
Hi.
Hey, dude.
That big guy with the rosy cheeks that just came in here. He was at Denny's also.
He's always at Denny's. 2:39, good guy time, chime time. Rob A. loves the Grand Slam breakfast time. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. We're here to protect and serve.
Don and Mike are the ones who will best entertain you. Great radio pair.
More.
Best on the air.
Hello, and thank you for listening. Thank you, Don and Mike Singers. And you're tight, Don and Mike Sweaters. I'm Don, he's Mike.
All right.
And it's our festive little pre-show on 106.7 FM Washington, WJFK, 1300 AM Baltimore, same festive moniker, WJFK,
And hello to you, too. Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hello, Buzz. Hi. And, well, welcome to the program.
Here we are.
Don't know if we would have been snowed out if we had not sought lodging last night in Fairfax City.
It would have been interesting, to say the very least, because a lot of us live, on back roads, you more than anybody else. And it was, I think, right here in Fairfax, what, we get about 7 inches of snow?
Yeah,
I
something
think so.
Like that. Yeah. So we're here. We'll be telling you about our evening in the hotel in a couple of minutes. Our big group brunch we had at Denny's today. Almost closed down the Denny's.
Very scary.
And then we've got a whole big giant show to get to with a bunch of good stuff, because it's the end of the week. We're very glad that you're with us.
Yeah.
I would be remiss here if I did not offer a brief minute of clarity about the thing with the people on TV.
Yes.
And I am one who has been addicted to the television with all of the storms and everything.
Help watching all the filler.
But I think that now I say on behalf of everybody, please stop it.
Yeah. Yes. Back to network programming, please. Mm-hmm.
I want to see Susan Kidd wearing a nice business suit. I don't want to see her wearing a sweatshirt.
Sure.
I don't want to see Doug McElway wearing his Dickie.
Yeah, you're here.
I don't want to see Jim Vance with his corduroys on.
Right.
I don't want to see, if I ever see I.J. Hudson again, I want it to be in hell. The coverage now has gotten to the point.
Right.
Let's go to Jess Atkinson in College Park. Well, it's snowing. Let's go to Joe Blow in Gaithersburg. Hey, it's snowing.
Right, it's snowing. Look, hey, it's really bad out here. Come on, tell me something I don't know.
I believe at this moment, are they still with it on TV, Buzz?
4 and 9 have gone back to the soaps. 7 is still hanging in there with the snow coverage.
Hey, but I'll give those anchors credit on Channel 7. I don't know what their names are, but they both were wearing suits. The one guy had a suit on, and the lady had a suit on, too. And they were the best-dressed anchors that I saw today. But as far as Channel 4 and Channel 9, and Bob Ryan, my heart, really, I've got to tell you, there is a guy that is showing the week of work right
there's,
now.
There's got to be a shower and maybe a hot soak and a steam in his future, I think.
Absolutely. Give him their next week off. Absolutely.
Yeah, so I was like everybody else up early this morning at the hotel, because we went to bed last night and nothing had happened yet. Right?
No, it's just very chilly.
Mm-hmm. By about 11 o'clock, 11:30, no snow. So I got up real early, went out, and saw that it was... opened that door at the Holiday Inn, saw that it was snowing, started watching the TV, found myself addicted to it, really hung up on it for about 2, maybe 3 hours.
Sure.
Right.
Then realized that I was sitting in my underpants at the edge.
Watching the same thing over and over again.
At the edge of the bed, yes. Yeah. And once again, now, you know, I'm a big Wendy Rieger fan. I think you'll notice I'm talking mainly about Channel 4 today because, as always, they're the channel that I watch the most.
Yeah. Well, and deservedly so, I got to tell you. Yeah. I think they did a good job, especially with the forecast.
Agreed.
Once again, though, Wendy had that...
she looked happy.
Been kissed look.
Yes, she did.
I think she looks great. I like that.
See, I thought she looked good this morning. I thought this morning she looked... yes. Okay. I think she looked good.
Wow.
She had that come hither look today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Come hither ye.
And I spent most of the morning trying to call Channel 9.
Right.
Channel 9 was even on with the promo saying, call us with your funny weather story. Wow.
And I will tell you something. I don't mind I don't mind the lady that calls about the kids that got into the little plastic pool and got got a group of kids to sled down a hill. I like those kind of stories.
No?
The stories I don't need to hear. I don't need to hear Octavia in Largo talking about the fact that she couldn't get her eggs in 10 minutes. She had to wait a half an hour.
Oh.
I mean, it really, for everybody around here.
She's lucky she got eggs.
I'll give Susan Kidd over at Channel 4.
I got your eggs.
I'll give Susan Kidd over at Channel 4 credit, who did at one point say what needed to be said to everybody around here. Really, when you look at her,
rest of the world.
Right.
We don't have it that bad when you can't get your eggs in 10 minutes, you know?
True. God knows there were enough eggs at Denny's today.
Oh, we had we were all chowing down on those eggs.
No lack of eggs at the Denny's we ate at today.
I heard a story about apparently Giant Food got 1,150 gallons of milk that came in. They put them out, and they were gone in like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
With people getting 7 and 8 gallons of milk each, which, you know, what's
insane.
Wrong? People
just go
people
bad.
Losing their minds.
It'll go bad in their refrigerators.
Sure. I was paying tribute because this was the week of the birth of the King of Rock and Roll. I was paying tribute to him at Denny's today.
Well, I don't think it really got out of control until you started scooping the mashed potatoes on top of the English muffin.
Hi, everybody.
You know, and somebody, Daryl or Rob or somebody, turned to me and said, well, he'll do anything for a laugh, won't he? And I said,
no. He knew me. Don knew me.
So he's not doing that for a laugh. He's doing that as an easier way to shovel the mashed potatoes in.
Sure, there were, you know, all that was left, the chicken fried steak and my corn had been eaten, and all that was left was a pile. Buzz will testify to the fact that I didn't want those taters that way, though.
Yeah, no.
You ordered fries.
I ordered fries, and
you got the reconstituted mash.
That's right. They brought those, and she explained that to me.
Yeah,
you know,
she was honest.
Well, how are the mashed potatoes? She said they're reconstituted dried potatoes.
Didn't stop you from eating them. You might as well lick that plate clean today, Buzz.
Thank you. I was starving. I could have ordered another one of those.
Well, you should have stayed for dessert.
I was hungry.
You missed my big banana split.
Wow. Oh, boy, no. The whole table lit up when you had that desire for dessert.
Oh, God. So, very good chance. I guess what I'm saying here, good chance that we've made it through the store. Now we're all going to have coronaries on the program today.
Sure.
as our arteries harden in unison.
You know, that may have been a flea bag, but they had good room service.
Well, our thanks to the Holiday Inn here in Fairfax City.
They're not a flea bag. Now that you've mentioned them by name, they couldn't be further
beautiful
away from a flea
facility.
Bag. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's 2:46 WJFK FM and AM. Before we get to Buzz and News and then start the program, here is your clue for today.
Good.
In the world of Don and Mike, our interactive CD-ROM, still available and great. A fabulous remedy it is for cabin fever.
Oh, you'll love it.
1-800-529-9900 with Visa MasterCard. It's $39.99 for our interactive CD-ROM. Here's your clue. Yesterday, I told you about the key you will find in hell. Today, I will tell you what to do with it. Here's what you need to do. First, find the key in the strip trivia lock. Try it. Try the key in the strip trivia lock.
Okay.
It should open the lock, right? No.
Mm-hmm.
When you put the key into the lock, the key will break. At this point, if you look in your briefcase, you will find a broken key. Now, go to the storage room and insert the broken key into the bottom drawer of the file cabinet.
Aha.
When that drawer opens, you will find all the answers to every Don and Mike trivia question you could ever imagine.
Hmm.
Find the answers to these riveting questions, such as... what former Don and Mike co-worker had sex with a cow? Allegedly had sex with a cow.
Allegedly, right.
What is the name of Charlie Stewang Stabilak's sister? Just remember, break the key in the strip trivia lock, then insert the broken key into the bottom drawer of the file cabinet. And coming next week, where is the map to the game?
All right.
What about the upside down room and the missing M?
Uh-huh.
For these answers and more, stay tuned.
Ooh.
And then it says here, by the way, have you found anything in the empty room yet?
That's a bountiful clue there.
Yeah.
All right. It's a big one. Hope you like it. It's 2:48 now at JFK, and as we speak, the sun has come out.
Hey, hallelujah!
So now with news on this, no more snow coming, right, Buzz?
I doubt it. Probably not. This should be it.
Okay, here's Buzz now.
All right.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. It is still very, very tough to get around, but for us, the worst of the weather is over. However... this latest East Coast storm carries with it a dangerous mix of snow and ice. Officials in North Carolina are telling people to stay off the roads. In Pittsburgh, two buses collided today on a snow-covered highway, killing one person and injuring at least 52. The Washington area got between 5 and 9 inches of snow this morning, and although a winter storm warning continues for northern Virginia, the precipitation has tapered off in the district. And tomorrow's forecast is sunny and warmer, with temperatures above freezing tomorrow and into the 40s for Sunday and the King holiday on Monday. National Airport is still closed. Dulles had one runway open, but that changed after a value jet skidded into a snowbank. No one was hurt. And Dulles was expected to reopen this afternoon. BWI had hoped to be up and running by now after some time out this morning for snow removal there. Turns out these snow clouds have a silver lining. Daily crime in the district is down about 50%. Crime for the month of January in the district is down about 29%. There have been no bank robberies since the first storm hit last weekend, and normally there would have been three. Voluntary manslaughter charges have been filed in a Missouri suicide case. An elderly woman suffocated in a Joplin hotel room last month. A copy of the suicide manual, Final Exit, was found in the room. Her husband and son have been charged. President Clinton is once again suggesting he and Congress put aside their big philosophical differences until after the election. Speaking in Nashville before his departure from Bosnia, the president said the two sides could balance the budget now and debate cuts in Medicare, Medicaid, and taxes later. Our wacky wedding of the week from the Buzz File after sports. Next. You're listening to the Don and Mike Show on WJFK. Now with a first look at traffic, here's Sherry Licker.
Thank you, Buzz. Look out for an accident on the inner loop of the Beltway after Old Georgetown Road. Inner loop in Prince George's County. You're going to find a snow plowing operation going on around 202. Delays begin at Kenilworth Avenue, northbound 95, near the ramp to the inner loop of the Beltway. Look out for an accident there. Road conditions are improving right now, but be prepared for reduced road space and some slushy and slippery areas that have not yet been plowed. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Thanks, Sherry. In sports, this could get ugly. The city of Cleveland has filed a lawsuit against Art Modell, the Browns, and the Maryland Stadium Authority. Cleveland's mayor says all the defendants illegally conspired to move the Browns to Baltimore. Maryland officials say they will fight the lawsuit vigorously and fight to make the citizens of Cleveland pay the court costs. Former Skins coach Joe Gibbs is one of 15 finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We'll find out if he makes the cut in about 2 weeks. Gibbs coached the Skins from 1981 to 1992 and led the team to three Super Bowl victories.
And I understand that if Coach Gibbs does make it into the Hall of Fame on his first induction here and his first time,
right,
he will be brought in by his sister Marla.
Oh, wow.
You remember her, of course.
Oh, she's terrific.
She was the maid on the Jeffersons.
Yeah, I always used to get into it with George.
Marla Gibbs.
They're both great. Mike Devereaux is back with the Orioles. Once a star center fielder for the O's, he fell out of favor with the team, but he patched up his career last year, first with the White Sox and then the championship Braves. Yesterday, Devereaux signed a one-year deal worth $700,000. The Bullets host Sacramento tonight. The Kings are 19-11. The Bullets are 17-16. Finally, everybody loves a clown, except maybe when he's the mayor of the town where you live. Take the mayor of Bogota, Colombia, for instance. He's getting married this month. He's already invited 3,000 people to the ceremony, along with some clowns and some elephants. Mayor Antanas Macas plans to get married under the big top. His honor's reasoning is that since he's already been married once before, he couldn't have this wedding in a church, and besides, the circus is in town. The people of Bogota are slowly getting used to the mayor's unconventional behavior. He once spoke to some students at the university and mooned them. He went on TV to address his people one time, holding a giant plastic carrot.
Of my peoples.
How would you like this guy to be in charge of snow removal?
I think he is.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
At least in the District of Columbia.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Or his big floppy cowboy hat. Quick break. We'll be right back. Start the network program. We are glad you're with us on WJFK.
On your radio to the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Show.
Sherry got the traffic now.
Don and Mike Show.
Rosie got the news now.
Don and Mike Show.
Oh, and Diana make the
Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
We'll be right back. to keep our friends from the network waiting.
We don't.
No, we don't.
Well, I do. I'm going to keep them waiting.
No, you're going to be a good boy.
Now, WJFK's Don and Mike Show reaches out beyond Washington and Baltimore, stretches out beyond the Beltway, across the mountains and valleys, to broadcast from sea to shining sea. This is the Don and Mike Show.
And we're in competition with other networks, not with a bunch of punks broadcasting out of a closet.
Copyright 1996, Infinity Broadcasting, all rights reserved. A presentation of Westwood One Entertainment and a production of Washington, D.C. Superstation 106.7 WJFK.
Why don't you run outside and jerk yourself a soda?
Ain't they jerks? I listen to them on my way home from work. Don and Mike on WJFK. Ain't they jerks?
Now, the manager's corner. With the thoughts and opinions of the American League's winningest manager, the Orioles' Earl Weaver. And now, to the manager's corner with Earl Weaver.
Bill Whitehouse, Earl, from Frederick, Maryland, wants to know why you and the Orioles don't go out and get some more team speed.
Team speed, for Christ's sake. You get goddamn little fleas on the f***ing bases, getting picked off, trying to steal, getting thrown out, taking runs away from you. You get them big suckers that can hit the f***ing ball out the ballpark and you can't make any goddamn mistakes.
Well, certainly this show is going to go down in history, Earl. Terry Elliott of Washington, D.C., wants to know why you don't use Terry Crowley as a designated hitter all the time.
Well, Terry Crowley's lucky he's in f***ing baseball, for Christ's sake. He was released by the Cincinnati Reds. He was released by the f***ing goddamn Atlanta Braves. We saw that Terry Crowley could sit on his f***ing ass for 8 innings and enjoy watching a baseball game just like any other fan, and has the ability to get up there and break one open in the f***ing ninth. So if this sucker could mind his own business and let me manage the f***ing team, we'd be a lot better off.
Well, certainly you've made your opinions known on the fans' questions about baseball, Earl, but let's get to something else. Alice Sweet from Norfolk wants to know the best time to put in a tomato plant.
Alice Sweet ought to be worried about where the f*** her next lay's coming from rather than where her next goddamn tomato plant's coming from. If she'd get her ass out the f***ing bars at night and go hustling around the goddamn street, she might get a f*** stuck in her once in a while. I don't understand where these questions are coming from, Tom. That's about it from Manager's Corner. Go f*** yourself and the f*** with your show coming up next on the Baltimore Oriole Baseball f***ing Network.
Don and Mike, kick ass.
I'm glad that you all can make it today. Now that you're settled, I'd like to welcome you all to Lou Ferrigno's Body Perfection.
Hi, can I speak to Larry King, please?
No.
Oh, okay. Could you patch me through to him? It's kind of urgent. Rob Williamson?
You're your friend?
Well, actually, I'm going to be a guest later on the show.
Hello?
Hello, Larry.
Yeah.
I just called you a few minutes ago. I was just wondering, what are you enjoying today for lunch?
Yeah, kid, park my car, get my bags, and put on some weight, will you? Hey, Wayne, what's with the pictures? It's a parking lot. Come on, will you?
I think this place is restricted, Wayne, so don't tell me you're Jewish. Okay, fine.
Hey, kid, I'm Al Chervik. I'm playing with Drew Scott today. This is my guest, Mr. Wang. No offense. Oh, I can maybe have a half dozen of those Vulcan D10s and set my friend up here with the whole schmear. You know, clubs, bags, shoes, gloves, shirt, pants. Hey, orange balls. I'll have a box of those. Give me a box of those naked lady tees and give me 2 of those. Give me 6 of those. Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though.
Joe Rockhead is an idiot.
The Denise Huxtable Show, the Lisa Bonet Show, comes on after Cosby.
Yeah, the Lisa I'm Sound Asleep Show. She's lame, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're going to go out on a limb and predict that this new Cosby show is going to be super boring.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you get the tape?
Frank, give me that disclaimer. You want to know something? That's the first time I have ever done that in my life. I did not mean to say that. I did not mean. We had almost the same exact discussion 20 seconds before we turned the microphone
on. That is correct.
And I'm sorry. I have never said that word. And as a matter of fact, it just slipped right out, and I didn't even notice it. But I think now you know my true feelings on Denise Huxtable and Lisa Bonet. It's not gonna be
that good. We don't really like it.
It's gonna be kind of boring, I think, actually.
Sorry, I can't. Can we play some commercials, please?
What the hell do you think you're doing here? You're out of the business for good, forever.
Will you just listen a minute?
Shut up! You shut your mouth once and for all.
No, I said no. So what?
So why are you doing it, then?
I'm not! I told you I was.
I've got to tell you, today was just what I needed. Thanks a lot, Harry.
Father, it was my pleasure, Mary.
So you'll pick me up tonight at 7:45?
Oh, well, no, I got a few things to take care of first, but why don't we make it 7:45? Okay, 7:45.
I think we're going to go out Sunday, and that crowd is going to be absolutely wild. And I think we're going to have a very, very tight ball game for about three quarters. And then before it's over, I think we're going to wear them out. I think we're going to beat their rear end, and we're going to the Super Bowl.
So naturally, the big question with the media was, Jimmy, why'd you do it?
Well, actually, I listened to Dan Reeves talk about what he thought about the ball game and made a prediction. And I said, well, if Dan's going to make a prediction, I'll just clear the whole thing up and I'll make a prediction.
It just reinforces in my mind why he's not here, because that fact done while he was here would have affected some of the way we play on the field.
I think Jimmy is bitter, and I regret that he is. I hope that he can serve in his role as a commentator, as a TV analyst, and basically end it there.
And I know when you were coming over here, you yelled, "Where is Rob A?" Do you often find yourself wondering where Rob Spiewak is?
I've never even seen Rob Spiewak. I just hear about him on the radio, so I have no idea what he looks like.
He's a very handsome man, and perhaps someday I'll introduce him to you. I think he would be glad to know that as you were walking by and with all these other things on your mind, you asked for him. So would there be a private message you'd have for Rob Spiewak right now?
I don't know.
Would you just say, Rob, this is Gus, I love you?
Well, I don't know if I love him. But
I mean, love him like, not in that way, you know, love him like one human being loves another.
Love him like you guys love him, right?
Yeah, I'll say it. I love Rob Spiewak. How about you, Gus? Do you love him?
Oh, yeah. If you love him, I love him.
Beautiful. Thank you, Gus. Keep your head up.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Come. Flowers, is there a John Luck Pickard here?
And the calls are coming in.
Hi, this is Kathy. My name is Maria.
Hi, my name is Maria.
Hello, Chris. I'm the girl from the train.
Forget it! I've fought worse monsters than you for years in Hollywood. I know how to win the hard way.
Miss Crocker, we don't want any hard feelings.
You don't know what hard feelings are. Until I come out publicly against your product, you'll see how much you sell.
Please, Miss Crocker, it's hardly necessary to make threats you surely don't mean.
Don't f*** with me, fellas! This ain't my first time at the rodeo. You forget the press I delivered to Pepsi was my power. I can use it any way I want. It's a sword. Cuts both ways.
You are the best thing on the radio!
Don and Mike, my brother.
Ah, and here he is now. Made it in from the snow. Radio's Buzz Burbank with an announcement especially for the wee ones at home from school today. Hi, Buzz.
The following program contains adult language and scenes with partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Okay. We warned you.
Live! From the Snowdrift Room.
inside the Denny's Center in scenic, beautiful, and really toothless Fairfax, Virginia.
Denny's named after Dennis Murphy.
It's Denny Murphy.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don.
Hello, Mike. All right. Fried food. Starring Don Geronimo and featuring Mike O'Mara with Buzz Burbank, Diana Seelman, Sherry Licker, C.L. Broyhill.
See?
Along with Bobo Spiewak and the Don and Mike family of tofu-eating dropouts from society with real, extra, thick, rich, creamery butter
through your veins right now.
Today, our night camped out at a local Fleabag Hotel.
It's a nice Fleabag.
Waiting out the latest snowstorm. A review of all the new movies we haven't seen yet. Our all-new cell phone shopping mall name game. Hey, ladies, it's Bitch, Bitch, Bitch.
Hi, gals.
Low-budget Jeff. We pick the playoffs until they scab and bleed with the regular gang of idiots and special picker, little Freddie Edelstein.
Oh, he picks a lot.
Another clue for the world of Don and Mike, our interactive CD-ROM. Get yours by calling 1-800-529-9900 and pony up $39.99 with any major credit card. 1-800-529-9900. And thank you, Buttock Hard. Along with the Don and Mike disease of the day.
Oh, and here it is Friday already. Land on my big daddy. It's Friday, 48 hours of nonstop party. You can tell your boss to shove a communist party till you puke and the 5 o'clock whistle, all that crazy DJ jazz. Land on me, big daddy.
Today, food poisoning.
You got it.
Enough, you ate enough.
It's on with the tomfoolery and hijinks. And without further ado, let the big old fat old cartoon begin.
So here he is with his big jukebox. The number one man of all the jocks.
Hey,
Mr. Record Man, what we need. Turn up the sound on the record machine. Roll back the rugs and stand up, folks.
Stand up, Sherry.
Here comes the man with the music and jokes.
Ooh, sorry. Oh,
I'm sorry.
Chill out.
That was me.
Gonna play the top 10 and the bottom
15.
You know his taste.
It's all so nifty.
So let's start to swing.
Swing.
And let's start to sway.
Sway.
Here comes the guy with the records to play.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Colon.
WJFK.
Yes, hello, 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 we're here.
Yeah, we are.
We've made it through the latest blizzard. Thank you so much for listening. Don Geronimo with Mike O'Mara via the Westwood One radio network throughout North America. Well, today it is an achievement that we are standing here and you are not listening to tapes.
Yes, the Washington, D.C. area once again had snow dumped upon it.
Mm-hmm. How much, Buzz? How much was it?
Depends on where people were, but the smallest amount that fell was 5 inches. The biggest amount in our immediate WJFK listening area was 12 inches. At your house, Don, I'd say between 6 and 9 inches. Mike, at your house, between 5 and 6 inches.
Wow. And this comes on top of the, at least in my case, in my house, the 31 inches of snow that we already had.
Yeah.
So as to ensure the fact that you would be hearing an all-new episode of the program today, we all spent the night last night in a very nice, I won't call it a flea bag hotel.
No, it's certainly not a flea bag.
Step above flea bag.
A little step above flea bag,
The Holiday Inn, which is, I believe, under construction. They are refurbishing it.
Not my dorm room.
Pardon our dust.
Yeah. That's right. I think we were down in a small corner of the locale. Yeah, you guys are all coming out of the new area. You know, we were down.
Really?
Well, we were down there.
So sure. Yeah, circa maybe 1970.
Right.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
Relatively speaking, new Brady Bunch new. With those types of fashions, like the type they had the Brady Bunch. Lots of orange in my room. Lots of festive burnt orange, which was popular, again, around the time that polyester was popular. But, you know, there was more than one good thing about this hotel. But
yes, there was.
But the best thing about this hotel was that they had video games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I have never been in a hotel where when you're clicking on to see what pay-per-view movies you can get, they give you an option for Super Nintendo.
Yeah, it's terrific.
And it was something like $6 an hour, which is a high price to pay to play a video game, but Nonetheless, I dropped 30 or 40 bucks.
Oh, man, it was fun. Wow. It was. Which one did you play? Did you play the Mario Brothers, or did you play Ken Griffey Baseball?
Tetris.
Tetris.
The same thing I could have played on my Game Boy, which was in my bag.
Yeah, but a bigger screen.
Dun, 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 Apparently you were in the room next door.
Wow. Yeah, I heard it all night long, going on and on and on.
Oh, I was just loving it. I could not, you know, if you got to go through a snowstorm, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
You stop like we did at the gas station on the way over.
Mm-hmm.
You get yourself a couple of beers.
Sure.
Order a pizza mm-hmm. from room service from
right.
Pizza Hut, and you play video games all night long.
That's right.
That is the way to wait out a storm. And then this morning when we collectively woke, and all of us incidentally in one room together.
Yes, with the lion and that orangutan that's in the Jason Alexander movie.
Licking our feet.
That's right.
When we got up this morning, we walked outside. We saw that it was snowing. As a matter of fact, we all met about 11 o'clock this morning.
Yes, we did.
Went outside, saw it was still blizzard-like conditions, and mm-hmm. we hiked over to the Denny's.
That's right.
For what I believe will now be a regular pre-show ritual, everybody meeting 4 hours before the show to eat the richest possible food.
I want to tell you that I have never had this kind of energy level at the beginning of a show that I have today.
You are ready. If you were my dad, at this point when my dad would get to this, my dad would just sit at the table, unbutton the top button of his pants.
I would.
Nap time.
And make me fall asleep.
Absolutely. Somebody could bring a recliner in here, I'd be out in 15 seconds.
Well, I think that had something to do with Janet.
Yeah.
You had a little thing going with her, the waitress.
Oh, is that her name?
Yeah,
our foxy
Janet.
Waitress at Danny's.
Oh, Denny's. Like a Janet.
Danny's.
She was special. She was just special. You know, and did you like it when she spilled the maple syrup and she came over and she was just cleaning off that mm-hmm. little area in right. front of me? She was doing that just because she wanted to be near me.
Well, also remember when she had a little bit of a bronchial problem
mm-hmm.
and she went dashing away from the table so she could continue her coughing in the back.
No, she came over. She brought somebody some Tabasco sauce.
Right.
I believe it was Doug, the security
guy. Doug wanted the Tabasco sauce.
She came over. And she coughed up a lunger that was, she had a little a kerchief in her pocket. And she just as she is handing him the Tabasco, she goes, and while she's doing this, at the same time, she's handing him the Tabasco.
Ah, lovely.
Mm-mm.
She, the celebrity she most resembles, let's see if we're tracking.
Okay.
The guy from Poltergeist.
Let me in. Little girl, you're gonna die in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pick of ages. Hello, little girl. Would you like to come out and play?
She was very nice.
She was very nice. You know, everybody's nice in this storm. I mean, it's everybody we've come in contact with, there have been very few people that have been nasty.
Had a big, huge meal. I mean, we ate today.
Yep.
And I was kidding you about it. I am just as bad. I had steak and eggs, and I had a banana split after my steak and eggs.
You know that, and that's where you moved in. You moved right into my arena. I started with the regular dinner order, and when the waitress came over and she said, "You want the dinner order?" Well, that's why I ordered chicken fried steak at 11 o'clock in the morning. Thank you very much. Can't beat that chicken fried steak, I'll tell you that right now.
Wow.
Listen to me. I'm slurring my words. I'm so loaded down with all the cholesterol.
And I guess the high point of the meal had to be when you started putting the mashed potatoes on your English muffin.
They were there. The English muffin was there. And I don't know who ordered the English muffin, but somebody got shorted an English muffin. And
I think that
asked,
was my English muffin.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
So you had already visions of the banana split coming.
Yeah, I was saving some room.
Okay, because I said, is anybody going
to... After I ate the steak and all the gristle. And all the fat and the scrambled eggs and the grits or whatever it was I had on the side.
And I had a chicken fried steak, and then I had a bagel with on the side, and then I had corn and mashed potatoes. And with the mashed potatoes, there was your English muffin. I had a big pile of that paste at one corner of the plate, and I needed something to go with it. And it tasted very good. It tasted a little bit like those latkes we had.
Uh-huh. You know? Mashed potato on top of an English muffin.
Oh, delicious.
We must have looked like we had just escaped. You ever see that movie, The Dream Team, with Michael Keaton? A bunch of guys from a mental institution get
us.
A car and get out?
Yeah.
They had to think that was us today. And my apologies, nobody had any money. When Frida dropped me off yesterday here at the station,
right.
She was supposed to give me some money, but she forgot to give me money. I didn't have any. I know that, Buzz, you had split.
I split, yeah. I didn't pay.
Mike paid with a credit card, but paid with a credit card, Mike said, "Listen, will you guys handle the tip?" And we said, "Yeah, sure." And I believe on a bill of like $79, she cleared maybe $3 or $4 as a tip.
Oh, really?
Well, no, we did okay. We scrounged together some money.
Well, nobody had any money. I don't know what
I know,
the tip
I didn't
was.
Have any money either because I couldn't get to a most machine.
I'll go back by, you know, after the snow melts.
Well, would leave, you thank
leave
you?
Leave something for Janet.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's just the least I could do. You guys are all good friends of mine, and that's why I wanted to buy everybody breakfast today. Diana?
Be sure and turn in that receipt.
Oh, he forgot to turn in his receipt.
And maybe when you see Janet later, you might be able to slip her some money, Mike.
Yeah, I'll swing by later on for my my after. Here's the receipt from Denny.
Oh, and listen, about all this crap with the snow, I got to call a guy here and thank him for plowing my street. Now listen to this. When I got to the hotel last night, I called home and I said to Frida, I said, what's the deal with our street? And she said, street had been plowed. Didn't Broy Hill tell you? She called at one point during a commercial break yesterday. A guy that lives in my neighborhood, a couple miles from me, had heard that our street had not been plowed, and he was nice enough to come down and plow the street. So I want to call him and give him a free plug here. Because do you know, I had heard from some of the neighbors on my street that guys, freelance contractors, had come by with snow plows. They pulled the plow, a pickup truck with a plow in front. They pulled the plow up to the top of my street, which had not been plowed.
Mm-hmm.
They went to the neighbors and they said, do you want your street plow? And the neighbors said yes. And they said, $1,500.
Screw them. That's what I'd say to them.
They wanted the neighbors to go throughout the neighborhood and get like $200 from every house in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was somebody said, well, we're not paying $1,500. And the guy said, well, okay.
Oh, yeah,
see
that.
Ya. And the guy took off. Then another guy came by. He wanted $1,000.
Right.
And they said, again, we're not going to pay $1,000 for something the state of Virginia should have done for our tax money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then finally a guy came by, and it was like $800, and they were almost ready to do it when this guy, of his own free will, came down and just did the whole street.
Wow.
And as a way of saying thank you, we had nothing in the house. You know what my wife gave him?
What?
A couple of the T-shirts that are like 10 years old. The ones where you look like the Frito Bandito.
Oh,
you remember
my
that?
God.
You remember those T-shirts?
You still have those lying around? Those Don and Mike T-shirts?
Yeah, we never sold them.
I am a beautiful brunette in those T-shirts. Jet black hair.
Well, he'll get paid because he'll be able to blackmail you with those later.
That's right.
Si, senor.
That's terrific that somebody did that. You know, there are. Yeah. I think there are people that fall into two categories when you get a crisis like this, a snow emergency. Get the people that are the good Samaritans, and you get the exploiters that are going to try to make as much as they can.
Thanks for calling Rose Lawn Service. If you're calling about snow plowing, please leave your name, number, and address, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Well, he's out
your address is very important, even if you just want an estimate, because I don't have the time for calling everyone back, and I wouldn't want to be in your neighborhood and pass by. Thanks for your patience.
Now, what a friendly guy. Mm-hmm. Hello, Rose Lawn Service, Don Geronimo, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how you doing?
Thank you very much for plowing my street. Perhaps you've heard that the Virginia Department of Transportation unable to get the manpower down after a week, and somebody wanted $1,500. Thank you. Please enjoy those 2 8-year-old T-shirts that my wife gave you.
The generosity astounds me.
Well, it's the only. She says to me last night, it's the only thing we had in the house.
Right.
What else is she going to give him?
A check.
Well, it was Frida, okay?
No.
Keep in mind the woman, please.
Of course.
Okay. Keep in mind the reason that the car got stuck in the driveway the other day I was trying to come down is because she had to buy the cheapest four-wheel drive available, which meant we didn't get the bonus, the luxury bonus of the rear window defroster. That's a luxury item in my house.
Do you have electric windows or the kind that you
can't? Oh, no, they're the kind you roll up.
There you
they're
go.
The kind you roll
All
up.
All right.
Well, listen, Rose Lawn Service, thank you so much. I do appreciate it. God bless you, and thank you. You've made it possible for me to get home tonight. Thank you. Because that was a distinct possibility. That if, in fact, we had gotten another, as we got 8, 9, 10 inches of snow, if the road hadn't been plowed,
sure,
I'd be here in toothless Fairfax all weekend long.
And really, you know, I say there are the opportunists and the people that help other people out. Now, those guys with the plows, that's really how they make money. And there's no fault of that going from place to place, you know, the businesses and driveways. But in this particular situation.
Yeah, but $1,500 though?
Sure. I think, what I'm saying is in that particular circumstance, you know, you really are kind of providing a public service, and it's not like you're going to have a shortage of driveways to plow out where you'll get paid. So I really think they could have given somebody a break. I think $1,500, that's somebody just trying to hold you up.
So thanks to them very much. Thank you to the people at the hotel last night. Thanks to the wonderful people at Denny's. Thanks to all of them. We are here today, and we have a show for you.
Yes, we do.
This is a show that will be unlike any show. Well, no, to be honest with you, it will be like every other show.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and please bear with us if you are from parts of the country where you're listening to us complain about our situation. This is highly irregular in Washington, D.C.
We're going to keep the complaining, the moaning, and the bitching about the weather down to a minimum today. But if I could just tell you, as I look out the window here...
See it getting cloudy again?
Yeah, not only is it getting cloudy,
right.
But the snowdrifts now in front of the station...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are at least 5 feet high.
Absolutely. Yeah.
This is nutty.
This is the most snow that we've gotten in this area in the last 61 years. It hasn't snowed this much in January, and we're only 12 days into the month.
And can I tell you how bad the snow is? You know what it's made me do? It's made me turn off the TV.
You're kidding.
Well, you tell me a channel this morning that didn't have the snow stuff on.
They all did.
Every channel had the snow. Even when it was time for Regis and Kathy Lee.
That's right. No Regis and Kathy Lee. Oh, no.
the snow was on, for goodness sake.
That's right.
Now it's even turned me off to the television, so I can't wait for the big melt to happen.
I can't wait to get home because I'll be blowing my way through the weekend.
And I imagine you'd be able, people who live in the greater Annapolis area would be able to find your house simply by following their nose. Because keep in mind, the O'Maras have kept their 100-pound dog inside the house now for, 28, 29 hours, something like that?
He will be fine. We are making it. We've already confirmed the fact that we will be making the trek back home. And you'd be amazed. I will let you know on Monday what the status is. And I will be completely honest. I will tell you exactly what the situation is.
And you really believe that you've got that your dog will go through 29 when you get home? By the time you get home tonight, over 30 hours without.
If he has an accident, he's more than welcome to have an accident all over the kitchen floor. I have no problem with that at all. But my feeling would be he might not.
Did you keep him barricaded just in the kitchen area?
We usually keep him in the kitchen area, but we expanded that out to the little breakfast area and gave him the run of the place. It was, a lot of people that are going to be away, they might put the water and the food out in the garage, but we gave him the run of the kitchen. And if the kitchen is soiled, that's so be it. But I think I've got a lot of faith in my doggy. I've got a lot of faith in him.
I know.
We'll see what happens.
He didn't need today what you did. So
that's
you
right.
have that.
He's got that good quality. Dog food, that good pedigree stuff that I feed
him. Good Denny Murphy stuff.
That's good. Good eating. But I'll give you a full progress report on the status of my hound.
Well, we are here indeed, and we're glad to be with you. We'll be right back. We have a bunch of loose ends to tie up from this week of programs, including, I think, when we get back, the first call we're going to make is to Lila Budnick.
Yes.
Sister of Larry Fine from the Three Stooges.
All right.
She was involved in a legal action over the holidays, way back 2-3 weeks ago over the holidays. We never been able to get a hold of her. We'll start with her and pick it up right there. Stay right there. Glad that you're with us. We'll be right back.
Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
How are you?
WJFK.
It's the kind of radio program that makes you want to go to your office, lie on the couch, and cry about your mammy. The Don and Mike Show.
And you can come to my office, lie on my couch, and cry about your mammy.
Oh, my. Just when the street gets plowed. Now my roof's leaking.
Oh, God.
In two spots.
Not good.
Just called home. Hey, honey bunny, how is everything? You're fine. We got two leaks. Got a leak in the bedroom, in the bedroom closet.
Oh, man.
Got a leak downstairs. Then I say to her, what is that noise? What are you doing? And she says, I'm burning a chair. I said, what do you mean you're burning a chair? And she says, that chair we have upstairs in the computer room? The broken chair? She's burning it for firewood now.
It's not that pressed wood stuff, is it?
I don't know.
Because somebody told me, remember when I burned that stereo cabinet that I broke?
Yeah.
And then we had like 20 people call and say, there are toxic fumes in there. Yeah.
No, I think this is real wood.
Real, yeah, you buy the good stuff.
Yeah, the good stuff.
I buy the crap. I think we've pretty much explained my furniture buying habits.
If it's varnished and stained, then, that could be toxic as well.
At this point, I just hope the whole place goes up when we get the insurance money. I'm going to move somewhere where they plow the roads. Hello? Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great.
Got your driveway plowed off for you and everything. Your road there.
Are you the guy?
Yeah, I'm the guy.
Thank you.
I was listening to the radio when you called.
Good Samaritan. A good Samaritan.
Thank you. You realize you could have raped my neighbors and myself for an incredible amount of money, and I appreciate the fact. You didn't ask a dime, did you?
No, I didn't want to stick you guys. I just wanted to help you out.
Well, listen, that is very nice, and I deeply appreciate it, and I know my neighbors do, too.
And you're hopefully getting plenty of business. Are you getting plenty of business?
Yeah, real backed up.
Have you seen many streets that were as bad off as mine?
Yeah, I've seen a few streets like that that was that off, but you're stayed that way pretty long. I'm surprised they never got to you.
Never made it out. Well, listen, the name of your business again is Rose Lawn Service?
Right, right, Rose Lawn Service.
Gotcha.
Just call and ask for Lurch.
Okay, gotcha. Lurch. Hey, and Lurch, I realize you've been so helpful already plowing my street. You wouldn't happen to know someone I could talk to about some leaks in my roof, would you?
Not offhand, I sure don't.
If you have a couple of seconds, if you're not busy, maybe you could just run over and fix that for me this afternoon, too.
Climb up on your roof with the snow and ice.
Maybe my wife will give you a couple more T-shirts.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. A fine gift for any job well done.
This weather brings out the best and the worst in people.
You know, for one, though, another thing about the coverage on TV,
right.
I'm sick of seeing all the Good Samaritan stories, even though there are stories about Good Samaritans.
Wouldn't you take the Good Samaritan stories over the whiner stories, the people when they like go right to the phones and you get the people calling and saying, well, we were waiting in line for eggs, and they said it would only be 10 minutes, and then the eggs came out, and it took 20 minutes. So I was talking, and when the eggs got here, they were broken. I just want to reach into the TV and just go, screw you!
I think you're right. I would take the Good Samaritan story over those.
Yeah, and it helps balance out the other. Do you know there's been an increase in hit and run accidents of cars hitting pedestrians and then driving away?
Oh, lovely. Man.
Because the sidewalks are all snowed over, and like I said, the storm brings out the best in people. It also brings out the worst in people.
And at least here in Washington, and I know also of the East Coast in New York and Boston, this is what the coverage has now degenerated to, stations, because they are so anxious to stay on the air with their storm watch or their storm coverage or whatever they're calling. Right. They are taking calls from people. And Channel 9 here in Washington was running a slide this morning. I spent all morning in the hotel room trying to call Channel 9 because they had a slide on saying, call with your funny winter blizzard stories. And people calling, yes, hello, this is Inez from the District of Columbia.
How are you?
We had a dog out front the house today.
I heard one yesterday, said.
I was at the store, and they ran out of bread at the Safeway. Well, they had white bread, but they didn't have the variety of bread. So I went, and I'm like, God, how soft, cushy can you have it, lady?
Yeah, some people here have been forced to eat wheat bread.
Buzz did today. Buzz had to have wheat toast.
Actually, it was he ordered wheat toast, and they gave him rye toast.
Yeah.
And man, I was mighty embarrassed when he reached up and smacked the waitress.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
She had it coming.
Jan.
Want to talk to you about your roof.
Where are you calling from?
Haymarket.
Haymarket, Virginia?
Okay. Where there's 6 feet of snow.
Yeah, 6 feet of snow. Right, hi.
You got a roof leak?
Got what?
Your roof is leaking?
My roof is leaking.
Well, it's most likely caused by ice dams.
Ice stands?
Ice dams.
Ice dams, okay.
Yeah, what happens is the ice and snow gets caught up in the gutter, and then what happens is the ice will actually crawl up under the shingles, and it'll leak into the house.
God damn ice. Those ice dams.
Isn't that great that this guy called right away and you got your answer? Yeah. I bet he's absolutely right.
Yeah, but it doesn't do me any good. I'm going to go home and I go, hey, honey. It's ice dams. That's the problem.
Well, it's not a hole.
With your track record with ladders, though, I think there's no better thing for you to do on the weekend than go up on a ladder in the ice and snow. Does this
jump on up there and shovel it all off.
So he wants you to go up to your roof.
Yeah.
Even I don't want to go up on the roof in this type of weather.
I think we should really get that street plower back on the phone. That Lurch. Call Lurch.
Did you see the guys? Hey, thank you for the call.
No problem.
Did you see the guys in that apartment building across the street?
No, I did not.
When we were being driven back to the station today?
No.
They were up on top of the roof.
Sure.
Yeah.
With brooms, just running around on top of the roof, having a good time. These guys, I was standing out there for a while and watching them. They were doing the thing where they got all the snow off the roof, and I guess it was kind of icy.
Right.
And they were doing this thing where they were, like, sliding on the roof and coming dangerously close to the edge. Wow. They were almost playing that. You remember the game you would play in school when you would sit at a table and you would have a penny and you'd play football?
Yeah.
You'd have a couple of pennies and you'd push the pennies, and the deal was you wanted to get one penny so it would go over the edge.
Yeah, we actually folded up the paper into the triangle and made a football out of
paper
it,
paper football, sure. Same thing. This is what these guys were doing up there today. They were sliding along, and they were seeing who could get closest to the edge without falling off, and that's got to be a two-story building across the street.
Well, let's say, everyone beginning to go insane.
All right. Now, about Lila Budnick.
Lila.
Sweet Lila is the sister of Larry Fine of the Three Stooges. We have been trying to call this woman now every day since we've been back from vacation because the That's Three right. Stooges had a major lawsuit. The heirs of the Three Stooges had a major lawsuit against, I guess, the people who own the rights to the Three Stooges now.
Something like that. Well, the main reason we've been calling Lila is so that she can clear it up for us and let us know who gets the money, and hopefully Lila and the relatives of Mo and Curly, you know, get what's theirs.
Plus, it's just a great chance to talk to Larry's sister.
Who sounds like Larry.
She does, and she told us she looks like Larry.
Obviously a lot younger.
Looks like Larry, except with female genitals.
Didn't she send us a picture, too?
Yes, she did. Diana has the picture back on her desk. That is nice.
She's not there.
No, here not there again.
Here comes the message.
Nate and Lila.
Lila, yeah.
Phone right now. But if you'll leave your name, telephone number, and a brief
I apologize.
Message, we will get back
to
you.
I'm going to give up on this today, then.
Yeah.
Thank you. And don't forget to wait for the beep.
Wait for the beep.
It's a long beep, too.
Yeah. She obviously has not gotten her messages for a long time.
She's been gone for 2 weeks at least.
Probably in the warm weather. Tired of leaving her messages, too.
Yeah, me too.
We ought to just leave her the classic Larry message.
Well.
Where we don't have to say anything.
Okay.
God.
You're listening to a test of the Emergency Larry Fine Network. If this had been an actual emergency, a lion would be licking your toes in bed right now. Lila?
No, she ain't there. All right.
Wait till she gets that one.
If you'd like to make a call,
she'll understand.
And try again.
All right, she's not there. Sorry about that. We will continue the search next week. Got a break again? Yeah, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And Mike Show.
The show that launched the career of Bob the Intern, the Don and Mike Show.
You're pretty slick. You didn't even know the CD was skipping, did you?
I never would have guessed.
It's supposed to... Oh, now. What have I done now?
Oh, my God. Warning, warning.
That's much better.
I love it. You know, I love it when a CD skips. I'm one of the few people that really enjoys the sound of it.
I think so.
Listen, we're back. Don't pay any attention to the man in front of the curtain.
No.
The man behind the curtain. Is it behind the curtain?
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
We're back on the air everywhere. Today, a lot of stuff to get to. Low budget Jeopardy in the next hour. Phone scan coming up. Your calls, a rotating random phone scan. We're going to play this game today. We're going to play the mall game.
The mall game.
For those of you who are out and about in a shopping mall, if you have a cellular phone, stand by. We've also got to put together our list of fake names.
That's right.
I've got so far, of course, the all-time champion, Mike Hunt, Sharon Peters, Phil McCrevis, Pat McGroin,
Major Woody,
Alcoholic,
Pat's brother, Holden McGroin.
Right. Pizzeria,
right.
Samsonite, all of those goofy games. Give you a chance to go into a shopping mall and ask for those people one at a time.
Did you get Hugh on there?
Oh, Hugh G. Erection.
That's right. There you go.
Under the Bleachers by Seymour Heine. Yellow River by IP Daily.
Bada bing!
Phil McCrack.
Phil McCrack. Thank you, Sherry.
Phil McCracken.
We will call shopping malls, and we won't call the shopping malls. Here's how it will work. If you have a cellular phone, this happened to me when I was in a mall a couple of weeks ago. I was looking for something, and a guy came in with a cellular phone, and it turns out the guy was, I believe, a personal shopper.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen these things?
Oh, yeah.
Like out at Tyson's, too, at the Galleria?
Sure.
Which is a very snooty shopping mall where you go into Neiman Marcus, and there are people in there buying stuff for people who are too busy. And apparently somebody had gone out shopping and sent their personal shopper for something, and they came back to the store and they had somebody on the phone, a phone call for the guy, and they came and they said, excuse me, it's Buzz Burbank in this store. I have a phone call for him. And right away the light bulb went off in my head. Imagine the fun of somebody going into a store in a shopping mall, going in.
And you walk up to the checkout person and you say, is Holden McGroin here?
Right. And then if they don't kick you out of the store, I guess you would win a prize and you could go to the next door and use another of the wacky names.
Gotcha.
Okay. See, it's like most of the games on this show really doesn't have a point, no real payoff, but it'll be
it's playing the game that's the fun.
Yeah. funny to get people in the shopping mall. So we'll try that at some point today. And I do want to devote just a little time on the Green Bay Packers. I have lowballed this, especially since I got involved with the Redskins broadcast this year.
Are you excited?
I am so excited. You would not believe it. And I am now in that, I know you know this, being a Red Sox fan, I'm now believing that the Packers not only can win the game, but that the Packers will win the game this Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys.
You know how I feel about this game this weekend? This is regarding the Cowboys. With Jimmy Johnson signing on as the coach of the Dolphins, I think it could go two ways. Because a lot of the guys that are playing for Dallas now are under Jimmy Johnson. They're still there. Still a lot of the same guys there. It could go either way. Either this will be a distraction for the Cowboys, and they'll be just kind of feeling weird about all the publicity that Jimmy Johnson's gotten this week as opposed to the publicity for the Cowboys.
And maybe use it to actually psych themselves up more for the game.
Yeah, either it's going to be a distraction, and they'll have their minds on that, or what you said, they're going to get so jacked up that, hey, you know, we can win without Jimmy Johnson, and who knows? Depending on the way that goes, I think depends on how the game goes.
All I know is that it's been like almost 30 years since the Packers have done anything decent in football. It would be fantastic if they could get into the Super Bowl. I am prepared. I am prepared for the victory. I have not started to prepare myself for a better chance that they're going to lose the game.
Well, the good thing about this one, unlike the Red Sox and the Cubs, is that we both are lining up on the same team this time. I would love to see the Green Bay Packers.
It's not like you're any good luck charm or anything.
That's true. You're absolutely right. You've seen me suffer with the Boston Red Sox. But when you mention them, you know, I really would love to see. Ideally, I kind of like the Pittsburgh Steelers, but I'd like to see the Packers against the Colts.
That'd be a great Super Bowl.
That'd be fun.
Don't think it will happen.
No way.
Another question for you about the Packers. I know that you can do more voices. You can mimic more voices than anybody that I've ever heard.
Right.
Do you have any idea what the voice of the late Vince Lombardi sounds like?
Yes.
I was thinking maybe we could
Vince Lombardi, talk like that. Okay, we're going to line up there. You're going to go down there, and you're going to fight. Dig in the trenches, baby.
Call some sports bars.
A little bit like Telly. Vince Lombardi sounds a little like Telly.
In Green Bay, and see if perhaps some of the locals would like to speak to the ghost of Vince Lombardi.
Hello, this is Vince Lombardi. How are you? I'm really hoping my Packers can do it again this time around. Would you like to see them go to the big Super Bowl?
See, the only memory I have of Vince Lombardi's voice is from something from NFL Films.
Yeah, sure. That's what I'm basing it on.
He's standing on a blackboard. He's standing next to a blackboard, and he's describing the sweep. All right, we pull the guard here. We make a seam here.
Yeah.
And the running back runs for daylight.
For daylight over here. That's what we do. Pull the guard out over there. And then we go and we dig our heels in. Play with pain. Play with pain. That's the name of NFL football.
All right, so we'll do that. We'll call some sports bars in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and see if they would like to speak to the ghost of the late Vince Lombardi.
Hello, this is the ghost of Vince Lombardi. I'm very excited about the prospects of Brett Favre and the Packers.
Now, I know I'm setting myself up for a huge fall here, but nothing, I mean this seriously, nothing would make me happier in sports than for the Packers to go back to the Super Bowl.
I think it'd be terrific. I think it's good for football. I think people, really, the average football fan in the vast majority of the country, you get a little bit tired of always seeing the Niners or the Cowboys.
Yeah, and it wasn't until the Packers beat the 49ers that I came out of the closet on this thing,
right.
and that I started yelling and screaming. Because, you know, the reason that Bart is named Bart, and do you know how many people